Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thanks again and welcome in. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. And boy, I'll tell you what, the PGA Tour season is humming along. We've got majors wrapping up all over the place. One more to go in the men's game. Congrats to Amy Yang for finally picking up her first major championship at the PGA Championship, Women's PGA Championship last week. That was super awesome for her. Really, really tough. So I don't think I want to play Sahali, Bob.
You got to have it on pipe mode if you're going to play there.
That's not my hit it. That's not my jam, dude.
And or it seems to me like you got to have something going both directions, and you got to take out one side of the fairway and make sure and hope that you don't hit it behind some of the trees there. It's crazy.
I'm claustrophobic watching it. I can't even imagine playing it. You played with me. I mean, for the longest time, man, I was subscribed to Johnny Miller's theory. Play it on the right side of the tee box, aim it down the left side of the fairway, cut it back to the center, and you're effectively using this big wide area, right?
Yeah.
You don't have that luxury there at Sahali.
No.
I mean, you've got to just strike. You got to be Mike. How did Mike Reed not win there? Like, that's like a thing was made for Mike Reed, right? I mean, I'm going way back. Fred Funk. You know, these guys are. VJ won there. Amy Yang won there. When we went into the show last week, we were all about Nelly Korda and Lexi Thompson. Nelly goes off and misses the cut. Like, I couldn't even believe what I was seeing. It was unreal.
Well, she shot 3 under in the first round and came back with 80.
She was in tears. I hate to see it. You know, golf's cruel.
It is.
Freaking cruel. Tony Finau had the lead last week, goes in the water. Bam. Cruel game. Brutal.
It's the rug right out from under you, man.
Rory misses a couple short putts, and the 10-year drought continues. Cruel. And yet we just love it. We can't get enough of it. What is wrong with us?
What a great game.
The greatest game there ever was, right?
That's right.
The greatest game there ever will be. I know. It's interesting stuff. Hey, we've got so much to talk about. Thanks for being with us. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hit everything from leaderboards to rankings, signature events. We got a bunch to hit coming up on this edition of Real Golf Radio.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com. Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give Lowe's rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a Lowe's rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. BlackDesertResort.com has the information you need about the resort, where you can book a tee time on the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, where it will play host to the PGA Tour coming up this fall, part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series. Also, the LPGA will be making an appearance in May of 25. It's an absolutely beautiful layout in an incredible setting. Phil Smith, who designed it along with Tom Weisskopf, said it's the perfect combination of Sedona, Arizona and Kona, Hawaii. It really has that amazing landscape where you have the black lava rocks surrounding, you know, just absolutely pristine green fairways, white sand bunkers, and then the red mountains and hills that surround it, blue skies. It is phenomenal. Get down, get yourself around that golf course and enjoy. Your experience will include a caddy, all your food and beverage while you're out there, and you will. It's just like, you know, member for a day kind of thing. So you get treated right. And there's exclusive real estate opportunities. So if you want to own there at Black Desert and continue to have that experience with discounted and priority tee times and the like, you can buy your own unit. They have a rental program, which will help you to be able to cover some of your costs of ownership while you're not utilizing your condo there at Black Desert. And when you want, it's there and available for you, and you're a part of it all. BlackDesertResort.com. That's BlackDesertResort.com. Thanks again for joining us, Brian Taylor. Bob Casper with you. I'll tell you what, Bob, it's always fun for me on a Friday afternoon when I look at the leaderboard and my boy Troy Merritt is rolling up the leaderboard, just climbing over guys with eagles and birdies and just making it happen. You know, this is a guy that's been out there. It's year 13 for Troy out there on the PGA Tour. He's 2 times a winner out there, and you know, this has not been a good year for Troy out on the golf course. 138th on the FedEx Cup, right? I mean, 240th in the official world golf ranking. He's had twice streaks of 3 consecutive missed cuts. He's had, what, 3 top 10s on the year is all? I mean, it's just, 3 top 25s, I think, just 1 top 10. Yeah. And so to see him go out there and drop a 64 at the Rocket Mortgage in round number two and be a couple shots behind Akshay Bhatia, that's music to my ears. I love it. We're chasing Troy. Hopefully we'll be able to have a chance to chat with him and see what went right for him. But the kid from Boise State who grew up in Burley, Idaho, who was my ball boy when I was in high school. His dad was my high school basketball coach. I love the kid. And it's one of those things like Tony. When you know them and they're out there playing, it means a little more. It's more personal, right? So you see them and you just, it's exciting. I still don't know how you sat. You were probably too young and you didn't know any better and your dad won all the time anyway, 51 times. But I can't even imagine how nerve-wracking that must have been as a family member to sit there and watch your dad out there just grinding it out and trying to win these golf tournaments on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think it would have been more important or more vital in watching, and like you said, more intrigue and suspense and stress and all those things that go along with it, if I would have been older. I mean, the last time he won was in 75, when I was 15 years of age. The majority of his wins came, in that early 60s to probably about beginning of the 70s. And that's when he was really relevant as far as the game was concerned. And, I was single digits and just into my teens when he won most of his golf tournaments. So I can remember picking him up at the airport after he won his final event on the PGA Tour, which was New Orleans. And he had been sick with the flu all week long, and he ended up winning the golf tournament. So beware of the walking wounded. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
I can remember some pretty cool things about being able to, remember some of those tournaments that my dad won later on, and especially on the Champions Tour as well.
Yeah, I mean, you caddied for him. Did you caddy for him for the Senior Open win or Senior PGA
or
something?
No, I did not. No? I was living in Pennsylvania at the time.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. So I couldn't remember. Were you on the bag for a senior win with your dad or no?
Yes. Okay. I was on the bag for a couple of them. Nice. Yeah, one of them in Japan as well.
And then of course the two of you teamed up to win Johnny Miller's inaugural Champions Challenge. That must have been a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really fun. It was a crack up. We got to the 18th hole. I think we were 11 or 12 under par or something like that. We're playing a scramble, of course. And, he always had me putt second because he felt he could put a good roll on it. And I was a good putter too. And if he missed, then I could follow it up. And so we get on the last hole. We got about a 12 footer for birdie, and we look at it and I said, I think it's going to go a little bit right, maybe just, an inch or so outside. And he goes, yeah, I like that too. And he goes, you want to go first and I'll follow you up. And I said, really? You want me to go first? We've been doing it this other way the whole way. And he goes, yeah, I'll just go first. And he knocked it in.
So, A, he either wanted to give you the opportunity to knock it in for the winning putt, or B, he didn't want to leave you hanging with the pressure of having to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure which was the motivation.
But he just rolled it right up the line and knocked it in. It was pretty cool.
Still had that touch, even out of
and
San Diego Country Club.
Started all this, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it did. I was right there to interview when we were done, and away we went the next spring. So, yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Back to Troy Merritt in his second round. Started off on the 10th hole with a bogey. Came back with a birdie on the par 3, 11th. Couple pars later, the par 5, 14th. Nice little eagle for Troy. That'll get things going back in
that's
red
the
numbers.
Big bird.
Yeah. And
that's
then he
the big bird.
Finishes it off with a little turkey birdie in 16, 17, and 18. Makes the turn with a couple of pars. And then why not? How about another one? Birdies on 3, 4, and 5. Bogey on 6. Bounce back birdie at 7. And then pars out with 2 pars on 8 and 9 to shoot 64. 8 under par and vault up the leaderboard. This is the thing that's crazy about golf, right? He's moved up 38 spots as we're talking, and that will shift throughout the day. But he's projected to move up 51 spots in the FedEx Cup if he were to finish. Well, obviously, this is projecting that he finishes tied for second, right? So he jumps up from 138 to 87. Now, it's not far enough to get inside the top 70 where you want to be for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Nevertheless, that's a massive jump. And isn't it interesting, Bob, when you, in this game, on the PGA Tour, a week like this, 69-64, if you can put yourself on the weekend and just keep it going, man, it erases a lot of bad things from the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, let's not forget that the signature events are basically over. Okay, they're done. So this is an event that he gets in. He'll get in event for the John Deere Classic. He'll be in that one. He can play the ISCO Championship as well. So that's three. Then he can play the Barracuda. That's four. The 3M, that's five. And then the Wyndham, that's six. So he's got six opportunities now to be able to get the points that he needs to get up high enough to be able to get in the playoffs, which begin the week after the Wyndham. And then he needs to parlay those on 70 to 50 to 30 to get into the Tour Championship. So, and it's not out of the realm of possibility if he plays well and continues to play well like he's doing this week.
Let's go to the leader, at least to this point in time, Akshay Bhatia, who was playing well the last several weeks. I mean, this kid's got a lot of promise, Bob. He's 13th in strokes gained total on the season on the PGA Tour. But when you start looking at his results, it's interesting because he had a run of missed cuts. He missed three in a row back early in the day, Phoenix, the Cognizant Classic at Palm Beach, the old Honda, and then the Players. So he misses three cuts there. He wins in Texas. Which is, you know, was big. So he gets the dub there. It's 20 under par. And then he has a pair of missed cuts at the PGA and Charles Schwab. Now he comes off of a tied for fifth, and he puts himself in the lead with some good play. Akshay Bhatia, one win in 19 events, 10 top 25s. 10 top 25s out of 19 played. That's pretty dang good. So of the 13 cuts he's made, he's top 25, 10 of them. What's your thoughts on Akshay and the way he's playing right now?
Well, I think the cool thing about Akshay is it seems like he's not afraid to get in the mix, and he's not afraid to shoot some good scores. He was in the final group last week with Tom Kim and Scottie Scheffler. He probably learned a ton about his game last week. You know, he only shot one under par. The other guys lapped him, but he's only 22 years old, and he is definitely in the learning mode right now to really start playing some really, really good golf and win more golf tournaments.
And he's just outside, right? The President's Cup standings, 13th?
Yes. Yeah, he's currently, I think, eighth or ninth. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that Akshay Bhatia is a guy that I want to see in that President's Cup, and he is an exciting young player out there on the PGA Tour. We'll take a break. We'll continue the conversation next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter. If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper at Real Golf on X. Join the conversation. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found. And we appreciate you being a part of the show. Mentioned Akshay Bhatia and his good play. It wasn't quite good enough to eclipse Scottie Scheffler. In fact, there were a lot of players who were right there trying to win the final signature event. We say final, there's the Open Championship, but you get the point. For all intents and purposes, non-major signature event. And they, you know, Tom Kim, Tony Finau. You know, who's it going to be? Of course it's going to be Scottie Scheffler. By the way, but I thought Scottie was done. I thought his season was over. I thought, but his performance at the U.S. Open, that was it. Run was over. Huh. I guess he's still pretty good, huh?
Bounce back. He's really good at the bounce back. So, yeah, there's some just crazy stats and stuff coming out about Scottie Scheffler and what his year is consisting of and the type of year it is. And how it measures up with the best in the game. And it's amazing to see how his play is transpiring this year. And we're only into almost into July.
Yeah.
And he's still got another 2 or 3 months.
So you look at the signature events, right? And remember all the way back in January, Chris Kirk wins the Century. Wyndham Clark wins at Pebble. Hideki wins at Genesis. And then it's pretty much the Scottie show, right?
Arnold Palmer. Four out of the next five.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer, Heritage, right after the Masters, you know, back-to-back wins. Rory gets Wells Fargo while Scottie was off with his wife having a baby.
Yes.
And then he comes right back, gets arrested at the PGA, and then goes on to win the Memorial, and then wins last week at the Travelers.
Yep.
So you start adding those wins up: Palmer, Heritage, Memorial, Travelers. It's remarkable, isn't it? I mean, he's now had what, 6 victories?
Yes,
6 victories on the year so far. So you start adding those up to you sent me a thing from Golf Digest, the little Tiger versus Scottie first 15 starts from Tiger's 2000 season. Comparing 2024 Scottie Scheffler season. And wouldn't you say, Bob, that when most people are talking about greatest years or greatest display of golf, Tiger 2000 is kind of the bar. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah,
it is. Definitely. 100%.
So you start saying, well, let's compare Scottie 24 to Tiger 2000. You almost want to scoff to say, why would you even do that to a guy, right? Tiger 2000's otherworldly. Well, run it down for me. Run it down for me, Bob, and let's see how otherworldly it is.
So, first 15 starts, Tiger versus Scottie. So, Tiger to begin with, season 2000, Scottie 2024. Both had 6 victories in their first 15 starts. Okay? Then you've got top 10s. Tiger has had 12. Scottie has had 13.
Wow.
Then you go missed cuts. Neither of them has missed a cut this year. And this is the big one. Scoring average. Tiger Woods, 68.7. Scottie Scheffler, 67.8.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
So if you're gonna be better at one shot per round, why you're going to beat somebody.
So you're telling me that Scotty 24 is better right now than Tiger 2000?
Yes. 68.7 for Tiger, 67.8 for Scotty.
Wow. Okay, but what about level of competition?
Come on.
I'm just saying someone's going to throw that in there. Would you say would you say that the competition's better right now than it was in 2000?
I don't know that it's better, but I think it's comparable.
Yeah,
I mean when you're looking at a guy like Rory, who's won 24 times with four majors, and you're looking at some younger guys, like he was definitely shining over everybody last week. But I'll tell you what, Tom Kim hung with him, man, which was awesome. That guy's got guts. And, you know, Akshay's there. He's pushing him. Tony's pushing him. That's the whole thing. He's getting pushed all the way along. And when he gets pushed, it seems like he starts to tighten up and get better. Not tighten up as far as tighten up his game and get better. And that's what's really fun to watch. I mean, last week I was watching. He shoots 66 in the first round, 65 in the second round, 65 in the third round, and 66 in the fourth round. That's amazing. That consistency to be able to win that golf tournament and it being a signature event as well.
Well, the golf courses are easier today than they were in 2000.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, today's equipment's better than it was in 2000.
Yeah, that's probably true.
The greens are smoother than they were in 2000.
They probably are smoother, but they're still fast as heck.
The air is thinner. Global warming. Air is thinner and warmer than it was in 2000.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.
Look, I'm not trying to say that Scottie Scheffler is better than Tiger Woods. I'm not. Let's go to another one.
Okay.
Most Golf Digest threw this stat out as well on their social. Most wins on the tour in a single season since 1983. Tiger 2000, he ended up with 9. Okay, so Scotty's still got a ways to go, right? They're both at 6 through 15, but Tiger piled another 3 on there.
Yep.
What's to say, who's going to stop Scotty from winning another 3, though? How many is he going to play? How many is Scotty going to play between now and the end of the year? He's playing the Open. Is he going to play another one before the Open? Maybe Scottish?
Maybe Scottish, yeah. So you've got Scottish Open coming up, which would be an event, which would be the event right before the Open Championship. And then you've got, he won't play anything. Well, he's got Olympics.
Yeah,
he's got a week off. And then he's got the FedEx St. Jude, the BMW, and the Tour Championship, which are all part. So that he's got 1, 2, 3, 4.
So four, maybe five.
5, maybe 6 events.
Oh, 5, maybe 6. So is he going to win half of them to tie Tiger for 9?
Well, it sure looks like he's going to.
Oh, it's hard to say. Well, let me ask you this. If he drops an Olympic gold medal in the middle of this season, how does that change it from Tiger, who didn't have the opportunity, by the way, in 2000 to play?
Blow your mind.
Tiger
Blow
Woods,
your mind.
Tiger Woods won 9 times in 2000.
Yes.
Vijay Singh won 9 times in 2004. When I read through the comments on this post, I loved all the people that commented like, wow, I didn't know Vijay had that. I didn't know Vijay did that kind of thing. You know, I don't know that Vijay's a little bit forgotten, right? But that year, you remember in 2004, that was right in the Tiger heyday. And he unseated Tiger for that particular season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it didn't last long. But for that particular year, Vijay was unreal. In 2006, Tiger won 8 times, same as in 1999. Right. So you start looking at most wins. Now you go to 7, Tiger, 2007. Yep. 6 wins, Tiger, 2009, 2005. Nick Price in 1994 and Scottie Scheffler in 2024. So again, these are most wins in a single season on the PGA Tour since 1983. Tiger and Vijay with 9. Tiger and Tiger with 8. Tiger with 7. Tiger with 6 twice. Nick Price and Scottie Scheffler also with 6 so far, including this season, 2024. So, I mean, that's...
You know what's crazy?
Great. That's amazing.
From 2000 to what? 2009? Just on this list, 2000 to 2009, Tiger Woods won 44 events.
In 10 years.
44.
In 10 years.
more than in 10 years, more than half of what he did with his total wins of 82. He won 44 in 10 years.
That's so even Tiger had a window.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger's window was longer than that, but within that Tiger window was his window when he reeled off 44 and 10, right? That's amazing.
Sure.
So how long does Scottie Scheffler's window stay open? You know, I look at Jordan Spieth struggling. I look at Justin Thomas struggling. I look at Ricky Fowler. Wasn't it great to see Ricky get off to a nice first round, and then he came back with a 72?
Yep.
You know, so I'm not saying the tournament's over at Rocket Mortgage for Ricky, but it's, you know, when you look at the consistency of what Scheffler's doing, you know, that's it, right? It's consistency is the name of the game. I remember even as a kid, my local pro, I remember him standing there watching me hit balls one day, and I'm just like, I just can't hit it consistently. And he just started laughing. He goes, well, the only people that hit it consistently are the guys with their names on their bag, you know? And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, apparently I didn't realize you don't do that kind of thing, but but that's the point. Even within the elite, there's next level elite, and Scottie's living in that rare air right now.
Yeah, he is. And talk about his world ranking. You and I were discussing this, but his world ranking points are off the chart against the number two and the number three guy. I think Scottie Scheffler, even though he's only 27 right now, about to turn 28, he's very wise and mature about his game and what he's doing. He's not letting it affect him or consume him because he is so grounded with his family, now having a child and everything. And everybody's all in that's around Scottie Scheffler, which allows him to be more focused in his practice and what he's doing to get ready to play in these golf tournaments. And I don't know how long this window's going to be, but what's he at, 11 now? And he's got two majors. He's got two players championships. He's got a bunch of signature events and regular events. And he's just getting started. So I don't know. Can he stay healthy? Like I said about Tiger way back when. Can he stay healthy? Can he stay focused? But he's way mature beyond his years, and he understands that he loves the game of golf. He plays the game of golf. He's fortunate to play the game of golf, but it's not his biggest priority, which is really cool because when he does play or when he does practice and stuff like that, he can focus just on those things.
All right, we'll talk more about this. I think we remember the number of major championships. Tiger won the U.S. Open by a record 15 shots at Pebble Beach in 2000, and he also had the epic duel against Bob May at Valhalla at the PGA Championship. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the 2000 Open Championship, and I can't think of it off the top of my head. I don't know. Did he win the Open that year too? I know he didn't win the Masters.
And he didn't win the Masters till the next year.
Yeah, Vijay won the Masters in 2000, and then Tiger would go on to win 2001 and 2. But I can't remember on that 2000 Open. Now I got to go back and look at that.
It's Tiger.
Was it Tiger?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Did he win three of the four that year?
Yes, because then he got the Tiger Slam in 2001.
That's right. So, okay. So I think when we're starting to compare, we need to take a breath and say, okay, he won nine times. Three of them were major championships. That's right, because he won the Masters to complete the Tiger Slam in 2001.
Yes, he did. Yep. Yes. Yeah. 2001. So
Was 2000 at St. Andrews?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was. And then he won again in 2005.
At St. Andrews,
At St. Andrews, yes.
All right, there you go. All right, we got to take a break. We'll continue this conversation next. Pretty good stuff when your name's being talked about with those kinds of performances. Unreal stuff we're seeing out of Scottie Scheffler right now. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the car that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic. Not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. So, looking back on that 2000 year, yeah, Tiger indeed obviously won the Open Championship at St. Andrews by 8 shots over Thomas Bjorn and Ernie Els.
Was his first Open Championship.
That's amazing. That's his first Clara Jug. Wow. How about that? Hey, let's go back and look at that year real quick, because I know we just kind of glossed over it. I wasn't necessarily going to do that, so I didn't have it queued up right in front of me. But Tiger not only won 9 times, he was runner-up 4 times.
Okay.
17 top 10s in 20 events played. So he didn't have to go to LIV to play only 20 events, by the way.
Yeah.
That's just what he did.
Yeah.
So he started off the year January, the Williams World Challenge. He finished 10th. Then the Mercedes. He won in a playoff. Then he won Pebble Beach. Tied for 2nd at Buick. That's going to be the Farmer, which is now the Farmers, right? At Torrey Pines.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Tied for 18th at the Nissan Open. That's Riviera. This is the one course he just can't seem to figure out. then he wins match play. Or sorry, he finished runner-up in match play. And that would have been at La Costa, I think.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Should have been.
Yeah. So that concluded the West Coast swing. And then he goes on, he wins Bay Hill. He's runner-up at the Players. He's 5th at the Masters. 4th at Byron Nelson. Then he wins the Memorial and the U.S. Open back-to-back. He's 19 under at the Memorial, 12 under at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, won by 15 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Took 3 weeks off. Then he played the Western Open, tied 23rd, won the Open Championship by 8 shots at St. Andrews. Took a couple weeks off. The other Buick Open, tied for 11th. Remember, Tiger was a Buick guy back then.
Yep.
Then he won the PGA Championship over Bob May in a playoff at Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, he won the world, the WGC NEC Invitational, and then took a week off and then went up and won the Canadian Open. Shot 72 in the opening round, then went 65, 64, 65.
How about that? He wins the national championship in the United States, the national championship for the world, and the national championship for the Canadian.
Yeah.
Yep. So he had the North America swing and Europe all in one year.
I love that you called it the national championship for the world. The world the world nation, I guess. The nation of the world. Okay, that works. Then he won Disney, or he finished third at Disney, second at the Tour Championship, tied for fifth at the American Express, which was the WGC. In December, he was second at the Williams World Challenge, and then on the 10th of December, the World Golf Championship EMC World Cup, he tied for first. It says T1. That's weird. A T1? Yeah.
Well, anyway. I think it might have been he and David Duval.
Oh, that's right, because they were paired. That's right. That's why.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was his 2000 year. So.
And then in April of 2001, he wins the Masters and gets the Tiger Slam.
Not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not had all four major championships in his possession at one time.
That was his first career Grand Slam too. Basically, no, he had that year before. He had it in 2000.
Yeah, but when he
polished off his career Grand Slam 2000
with the Claret Jug.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the PGA champion. Well, he had already had the PGA championship.
Yeah.
Right.
So he needed the Claret Jug. That was his first Claret Jug.
Yep. Yep.
So the next year, by the way, he just followed it up playing 19 events, and he just settled for 5 wins. No big deal. But by the way, those 5 wins were Bay Hill again. His first players, I think that was his first players.
Okay.
The Masters
and
the Memorial. And then he won in a playoff at the NEC, another WGC event. And then the Williams World Challenge. Are we counting that? Williams, what the heck was the Williams World? I don't even remember that. The middle of December.
Yeah.
Is that what basically has constituted the hero now? Is that what he took over? He just kept winning it.
So I don't know. The hero. Maybe he did.
Yeah. I forget what the Williams World Challenge. I have to look that up in the break. Williams World Challenge. I mean, it sounds familiar, but I just don't remember it. So not a bad year. Oh, Tiger Woods, 82 career wins. Unbelievable. Amazing. Tied for the most ever, and of course, the 15 major championships. Now, back to Scotty. He's 27. Did you say he's 27, 28? Where is he at? Yeah, 27.
Yep.
So he's on this run right now. He's got 6 wins. He's got some to go. Does he get to 9? That's what we'll be tuning in to watch. Does he get to 9 and tie Tiger and BJ?
Well, that's kind of the bar right now, is to get to 9. So,
yeah, but we just talked about that. How many guys have actually achieved 6? Nick Price back in 1994 and Tiger.
Yep.
So if you say that's the bar, I mean, that's the bar as far as that's not even just the bar. That's the peak.
That is correct. That is the peak. It's the top of the heap.
9 wins. I mean, we're talking since 1983, according to this stat.
Tiger and Vijay, 9.
Yeah, but the only one that's won more than 6 is Tiger and Vijay.
Yeah. Yeah. How about our buddy Byron, Lord Byron Nelson? What did he have, 18?
11 in a row and 18 total for the year, yeah.
Yeah.
That will never happen.
No, no. No. That'd be knocking one down every time to eat it up.
I'm not going to disgrace Lord Byron by arguing, but some people will point out that was during World War II and there wasn't big fields and not a lot of competition and whatever. I don't care if it's you. How many times do you go play with your regular foursome? How many times do you beat them in a row? Just your regular four. Let's just say it's just 3 other guys.
Yeah.
You going to beat those guys 11 times, 18 times, and however many times he played that year? No. Sorry.
And just face it. Back then, the fields were not as deep as they are now, or as they are or were when Tiger was playing.
Which is why we're not celebrating Byron Nelson's top 10 finishes.
Right.
And in fact, when Tiger had the cut streak going and they were comparing him to Byron Nelson, the difference with that is the cut, quote unquote, was really in the money. And they only paid, in what they paid, 10, 12 spots?
Top 20.
Oh, 20 spots.
Top 20 every week.
So his cut, quote unquote, for Byron Nelson was top 20s?
Yes.
That's amazing. However many number that, I don't even remember what the number was. 60s?
I don't either.
80s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever it was. 100? I wasn't prepared for all these old stats today. They're just,
yeah.
I'm trying,
that's
to,
okay.
I'm 50. I don't remember stuff like I used to. I got a lot of stuff floating around. I mean, Joe Biden understands that, right? I mean, I get it happens. I know he's a little older than me, but.
Oh, my. Yeah.
He had a lot of stuff memorized, and I know he's known a lot of stuff over the years, but it just sometimes doesn't come out in the microphone when you need it to. I get that, yep. Right? All right. That happens. Yeah. Cheers. Here's a go. All right.
No, but it's an amazing year. Absolutely amazing year. 67.8. Wow.
That's shocking. 67s. I mean, I've done this. This is another Biden moment because I don't have it in front of me, but I know I have a spreadsheet. I've gone through the scoring average for the last 40 years or whatever and ranked them. And there's not very many people with sevens in there, the 67s. You got a lot of 68s. You got a bunch of 69s. There's not many in the sevens.
I think the sevens are only Tiger. But, okay, so having said that, Scottie Scheffler's pushing $25 million just in the events he's already played this year, 15 events. Okay? So I did the math. I think he's averaging like $1.8 million per event he's played so far this year. $1.8 million.
You know who loves that more than anybody?
Who?
Meredith.
You think?
You just keep it going, hon. Just keep it going.
And we're right here for you.
Hey,
1.8 per
you know
event.
Who, you know who doesn't know how much they love that? Bennett and his kids.
That's true. That's true. But he will love it.
Oh, man. Oh, that's good stuff. So signature events, since we're talking about them, Bob, what's your thoughts? Ryan Ballingy, our good friend from golfnewsnet.com, said he's convinced more than ever after watching these, which, by the way, the Travelers was great. And we didn't even talk about the disruption. Yeah. We can get into that. But when you look at these signature events, Ryan's suggestion is that he's convinced more than ever that these things need to travel around. They need to make a rotation to these other events because the fans love it. They support it. It's guaranteed good fields, all that kind of stuff. What's your take on this signature event, where it's at? Because I think there's only two arguments to that. One is either, let's go ahead and move it around and share the love, if you will, around to all these great sponsors and supporters and fan bases around the country for these PGA Tour events. Or we can, it's an approach of let's establish the places and with the golf courses and create this more meaningful event. Now the downside to that is you do create a bigger gap between the haves and have not events. So I don't know, what side do you fall on? What's your thoughts on what you've seen out of these signature events?
Well, a couple of things from a sponsor standpoint. When the PGA Tour put basically the pressure on these guys, once the professional game was fractured with LIV, then the PGA had to supplement them. And the PGA can do that now with the investment fund, as far as SSG is concerned and that kind of thing. The PGA can do that a little bit, but the onus is put on the sponsors to be able to pick up the weight. And a bunch of those guys dropped off because it was too much of a big deal for them. And so I don't know if you're going to move them around, as long as there are sponsors that are there to help and supplement and come up with that amount of money for their sponsorships for those events, then that's one thing. Yeah, let's move them around and let's do it. And let's pick the ones that are willing to jump into that fray or of a signature event or who want a signature event at one of these great venues on the PGA Tour. But just because because they should be moved around doesn't mean that they can move them around.
I'm saying. Well, there's certainly some logistics there. And I don't know, quite frankly, that every single tour stop warrants being a signature event. I mean, I think don't you agree? Right. You sort of have to have, I think you have to have the venue for it.
Yeah.
Because that's part of it. I mean, we hear the USGA when they talk about having their major champion, their US Opens at the cathedrals of the game, if you will.
Right.
And that because it matters to the players where they win their major championships. I think there's something along the lines of that when you consider, well, all PGA Tour stops, but specifically if you're going to that next level of a signature event. I mean, TPC Sawgrass has been elevated because of the event, and it provides great drama, and they've got those signature holes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, Memorial. To me, a Memorial the, quote, signature event, it was already. I mean, it when there was an elevated event, it was part of the elevated event. Bay Hill, same thing. Arnold Palmer. You see what happens when even Byron Nelson, which we went back through Tiger 2000, he played those events, played Colonial, which was Hogan's event, and those types of things. There's some that have stood the test of time and that have been part of the fabric of the PGA Tour and professional golf and winners over the ages. And to me, that's great. But if you see how Byron Nelson's kind of struggled a little bit since we've lost Lord Byron, and it's not part of the Signature Series right now. It's in a great spot in Dallas and all those kind of things. But so it is going to be, I guess it puts, if the PGA Tour can continue to establish these events as desirable for the sponsors, then the sponsors will step up because it now is an event that they want to have and they're willing to pay for. The downside is if you're not a signature event, how much more does that devalue your event, knowing that the players are going to have to pick and choose their schedule and it's going to revolve around these signature events and majors?
Yeah, and you know what the interesting thing is? I was just thinking, this came into my mind when you said this, but $9 million purse is nothing to sniff about on the PGA Tour. Yeah, guys that are winning those golf tournaments are still making 1.5, 1.8, 1.6, around there. It's just that it's so expanded when you've got the signature events at $20, $25 million.
No question. Hey, when we come back, it's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio, America's favorite caddy. We'll be stopping by Troy Merritt, who fired a second round 64 at the Rocket Mortgage, is going to swing by as well. Stay tuned. That's all coming up on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Charles on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, the NFL's got a TV mess on their hands with DirecTV and a multi-billion-dollar judgment by United States federal court. We'll see how this all plays out. But again, the fan is the one that takes it in the you-know-what. Absolutely. DirecTV, longtime NFL ticket, the Red Zone channel, excellent. Happy to pay for it. It switches over to YouTube. The NFL gets more involved. It just turns into a colossal mess. And Major League Baseball, for instance, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. Major League Baseball online ticket. Cost you $149 for the season? Wonderful. I'm blacked out from Minnesota, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Kansas City. And the Cubs. And the White Sox. Why bother? I'm Marty Terrell, Sports in 60 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports Byline USA News. I'm Alex Dorfler.
And I'm Ben Murphy.
As expected, the Atlanta Hawks selected French small forward Zachary Risacher with the first overall pick in the NBA draft. This is the second consecutive draft that the first overall pick was from France. The rest of the top five in order include French center Alex Sarr to the Washington Wizards, Reed Shepard, a guard out of Kentucky to the Houston Rockets, UConn guard Stephon Castle to the Spurs, and the Detroit Pistons chose G League Ignite forward Ron Holland II to round out the top five.
After winning his first career NBA championship ring, the Celtics announced that Kristaps Porzingis underwent lower leg surgery to repair injuries suffered during Game 2 of the NBA Finals. He's expected to be sidelined for 5 to 6 months. Porzingis will not only miss a portion of the 2025 NBA season, but will also be unavailable for Team Latvia at the Summer Olympics in Paris.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
This is big, like really, really big. So I'm a rewards member at Kohl's, and I just shopped their first ever member deal days. Listen to this. I got 25% off clothes, shoes, and more for myself, my husband, and my kids. Plus 25% off some really great finds for our home. Not a member? Don't worry. You can join for free right now and get instant access to these savings too. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on Kohl's member deal days. Flex styles. Some exclusions apply. 25% off Kohl's rewards offer ends June 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat signed a three-year, $166 million extension. Adebayo has been a three-time All-Star and a five-time NBA All-Defense. OG Anunoby signed a five-year, $212 million extension with the New York Knicks. The Knicks had a 20-3 record when Anunoby played. Nick Claxton signed a four-year, $100 million extension with the Brooklyn Nets. Claxton averaged 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks in 71 games for the Nets in his second consecutive year as a starter.
In just his 79th game with the Los Angeles Dodgers, MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani recorded an RBI in his 10th straight game, breaking the team record previously held by three different players. The MLB record for the most consecutive games with an RBI is 17 games, and it is held by Ray Grimes, who achieved the streak in the 1922 season.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Charles on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, the NFL's got a TV mess on their hands with DirecTV and a multi-billion-dollar judgment by a United States federal court. We'll see how this all plays out. But again, the fan is the one that takes it in the you-know-what. Absolutely. DirecTV, longtime NFL ticket, the Red Zone channel, excellent. Happy to pay for it. It switches over to YouTube. The NFL gets more involved. It just turns into a colossal mess. And Major League Baseball, for instance, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. Major League Baseball online ticket. Cost you $149 for the season. Wonderful. I'm blacked out from Minnesota, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Kansas City. And the Cubs. And the White Sox. Why bother? I'm Marty Terrell, Sports in 60 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. We thank you for joining us. You can find us on X at Real Golf and download us where your favorite podcasts are found. On the first nine, we don't really call it that, but hour number 1 of the show.
Front nine.
Well, at Augusta, it would be the first nine now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it would be.
But we don't call this the second nine. It's the back nine.
Yes.
We talked a lot about signature events. We talked about the Tiger-Scotty comparison. We talked about most wins in a year. Golf Digest throwing up that little stat. Vijay and Tiger. Since 1983, most wins in the year. Vijay and Tiger with 9. Tiger did it in 2000. Vijay did it in 2004. Scotty's on track right now with Tiger, keeping pace through 15 with 6 wins. Same as Tiger through 15 in 2000. Will he win? What'd you say? Probably maybe 5, maybe 6 events left for Scotty.
Yeah,
does he get 3 of those?
And one of them's the gold medal or for the gold medal at the Olympics.
All right. Well, look, if he goes on to win a gold medal, you add that in there. So let's say he gets the claret jug, a gold medal, and a green jacket in 1 year, and gets 9 wins. Now, how do you compare him to Tiger Woods 2000? Huh? Let's
how
go.
How do you like me now?
Would a green jacket, a gold medal, and a claret jug trump a U.S. Open, PGA, and claret jug with the same number of wins?
No. Because the Olympics doesn't count as an actual win as far as PGA Tour competition is concerned.
Okay, well, fine, but... Just saying, from the accolade standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think, do you think winning a gold medal would be easier than winning a major championship? I would think so. I think you
think so?
I do. I think so because I think there's fewer of the best players because your country's limited on the number of players you can actually
That's
have,
correct.
Right? So I think the field's probably a little smaller and a little easier to. I know it's interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting conversation. I certainly wouldn't take anything away from those. Hey, by the way, congrats, Nelly Korda. She's in. The U.S. Women's Olympic team, Lilia Vu, also in, 2-time major winner. And Rose Zhang, What a great U.S. representation there for the Olympics. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, Troy Merritt, who fired a 64 in the second round of the Rocket Mortgage, joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com.
Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive, it's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you, and joined now by Troy Merritt. He's a two-time winner on the PGA Tour, year 13 out there, and a nice little 64 round two at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Troy, how's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going all right. Thanks for having me back. I ran into the tournament director right after the round, and he was giving me some grief. He's like, you couldn't just get one more to tie the course record? I said, I almost did get one more on the last hole. I almost had my third three putt of the day. I didn't need any more of those.
Well, I was watching that online on PGAtour.com, and I'm like, wow, 7 feet, 8 inches. So I'm like, come on, Troy, don't wreck this thing with a three putt at the last.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been my third one of the day. Both my bogeys today were three putts.
Oh man! Well, nice putt.
So,
then,
having
huh?
said that, Troy. So having said that, I know one of the things that you really worked on, or that you were having a tough time with last year, was the putter. How's the putter going this year?
Good. Yeah. No real issues. I just I had two long putts that were up the hill, and I just, well, three if you count number nine, and I just blasted them by a little bit too far, and just didn't make the comebacker to that last hole, but. Yesterday I missed five putts between 6 and 8 feet, but the POA here is as bouncy as I've ever remembered. A lot of guys have been talking about that. I'm not quite sure what the deal is, but we had smooth greens this morning and I rolled the rock nicely.
Troy Merritt joining us. So you started on the back, opened with that bogey. Was that the three putt?
Yep, that was a three putt.
Nice bounce back on 11 with the deuce club, and then take us through 14, the par five. Nice little eagle.
Yeah, just it's a fairly easy driving hole. Just thump it down the fairway. Had 250 to the flag, 242 to cover over the water. And, you know, it's always fun to take a little off the three wood when you know you have to carry all the way to the green, and landed about a foot or two short of the hole and rolled up onto the backstop and rolled back down to about 20 feet or so. And hammered one in. That one hit the back center. I'd have had probably a good 6, 7, 8 footer for birdie had that one not gone in. But the eagle landed, which was nice.
Never up, never in. Is that where you were going
Big
with that
birds.
One?
Yeah, I slammed that one in pretty good.
So let me ask you this. This is a sidebar. You were a really good basketball shooter. Did you shoot? Did you aim front of the rim? Were you front of the rim, back of the rim? What were you looking at when you shot? And is it the same in putting?
I looked at the bottom of the net because that's where the ball was going.
You did not look at the bottom of the net. Come on. That's a good line, though. That's a good line. Yep. So does that mean you just look at the bottom of the cup?
Yeah, when I get close enough. I'm always looking at the back of the hole on the shorter putts.
All right. I like it. Then three straight Ooh. Birdies to close out the front, little 31, and then three straight on 3, 4, 5. The three putt on 6, and then a nice bounce back again. I mean, you know, like both bogeys came with a bounce back birdie. How important is that to keep a momentum of a round going?
Extremely important, especially if especially at the start of the day. I mean, you know, three putt bogey, one of the easier par fours on the course, and then you have to stare 220 yards into a little cool breeze right in the face on number 11, one of my least favorite holes, but. Yeah, I hit a nice 3-iron in there and made the birdie. And then, after the next 3-putt, we had a downwind par 5, hit driver 3-iron into the middle of the green and had a pretty stress-free 2-putt birdie there. So, you know, maybe just if I do make bogeys coming up, just make sure that I have 3-iron in on the next hole because that was the club du jour when I needed to bounce back.
Perfect. Love it.
So you played Mortgage before. What do you like about this golf course there in Detroit?
You know, it's just I just enjoy the look of it. I mean, it's tree lined. It's not overly tight. You have to hit a couple good solid tee shots into some narrow fairways, but it's not overly long. And you have options if you want to hit driver off every hole. You certainly can do that, or you can dial it back. And I love having that choice. We've got 4 par fives. Typically, 3 of them I can get to. And the par fours, you have a lot of wedges. So if you can, hit it down in the fairway and wedge it in close, I read these greens, fairly well for the most part. And I've had some good run here the last 5 years. So hopefully we can finish this one off this weekend as well.
Do you find something, Troy, when, you come out and you get a start like this? Did you feel this coming? Does it just kind of appear on the range like, man, I've got a good rhythm going and things just start happening? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. I can't imagine you get real up or real down on a particular round. But when do you kind of know? When do you sense like, you know what, this is going well?
I had the perfect prep coming into this week. I didn't have tournament golf for 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks. And I played one round of golf like 2.5 weeks ago. That was it. So My prep was perfect. Never played golf and just came to Detroit knowing that I've got good feelings here, good vibes. I love this golf course and with no real expectations, and I felt fresh and as a result, I'm just playing quite nicely. I struck it well yesterday, struck it well again today, and then the putts that I missed yesterday, I made those putts today. And if we can keep that rolling this weekend, it'll just be a nice little weekend here in the Motor City.
So, having said that, with 3 weeks off and only played one round of golf and stuff like that, when you get to an event like this one, what are the things that you work on to kind of get you in the flow to teeing off and getting ready to compete again on Thursday?
Yep. No, I'm a very natural player, so I don't think about anything when I get to the range. I just let my body flow, and I just let the body hit the ball. I shut the brain off and just let the body develop the good rhythm and the good timing, because it knows what it's doing. The brain's what screws things up. So I just, you know, and, you know, if I feel something a little bit off, you know, I can, you know, tweak that or adjust that if I have to, but it's usually just getting back to playing very natural golf. That's what I do best. When I play a lot of golf, you know, that tendency kind of goes away, but after I haven't played, I just let that natural tendency come back, and usually it works out all right.
Troy Merritt joining us here on Real Golf Radio. With that said, have you ever had an instructor? I'm sure your coach at Boise State probably worked with you a little bit, but otherwise, is it just you've been kind of on your own?
Yeah. Kevin Burton at Boise State was the first time I ever had anybody kind of talk to me about my game. And then, I've worked with the same guy here for the last, 11 years. He's down in Phoenix. His name's Steve Dalby. He grew up in Wisconsin playing against Steve Stricker and Mario Tiziani. And he lets me do my own thing. We don't work on a whole lot. You know, if there's an issue, we try to address it. But usually if the alignment's good and the posture's good, just work on tempo and a little bit of short game here and there, and then try to get the ball in the hole. Nothing too strenuous. I mean, golf is hard enough. I don't need to make it harder.
Keep it simple, stupid. You've always said that, right? The KISS method.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Good stuff. What putter are you you got rocking right now?
I don't even know what it is. It's got so much lead tape on the bottom of it. I can tell you. It's an Odyssey, some kind of mallet. Kind of looks like a jailbird, but it's not really a jailbird. I don't know. It's got a reverse taper grip on it, so the grip gets slightly larger the further down it goes, which is nice because it helps take the right hand out of it a little bit more, which my right hand and the putting stroke have not been getting along very well the last 2 years. So that's nice. But it worked today. So it's on the A-plus list right now.
I like it. Yeah, it's in the starting lineup. Nice job. Well, Troy, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Great playing. Keep it going on the weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, guys, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Always great to check in with Troy Merritt. Nice start there at the Rocket Mortgage, and you can tune in and watch him this weekend on the PGA Tour. With that, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by BlackDesertResort.com. You've heard about the PGA Tour coming to Black Desert this October. If you want to know more about how you can be involved, from volunteers, sponsorship, VIP tickets, and general admission, which will be released here shortly, you can go to BlackDesertEvents.com. That's BlackDesertEvents.com. Also, find out about the LPGA event coming in May. So check all of that out, all the details, blackdesertevents.com. And we thank you for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Really great to have Troy Merritt join us. And a couple of the highlights that I took away from him.
I played one round of golf like 2.5 weeks ago. That was it. So my prep was perfect. Never played golf and just came to Detroit knowing that I've got good feelings here, good vibes. I love this golf course. And with no real expectations, and I felt fresh, and as a result, you know, I'm just playing quite nicely.
69-64, it was one off the course record there in the second round. I mean, that's pretty good. Bob, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I've noticed sometimes when I get away from the game, you just kind of come back, like you said, feeling fresh, have good feelings at a place that you've played well before, and you just trust it, huh?
Yeah, it's a total reset of your game, and as you are able to take some time off, not touch the clubs like only once, it allows you to come back with renewed abilities to be able to play the game. And as long as you don't get in your way in your head, then it allows you to possibly go out and shoot some good scores. And like he said, he knows what he's doing when he gets to the golf course. He's a field player, and he goes and just resets and gets to the golf course and, you know, goes through the warm-up, goes through his rounds with his caddy and that kind of thing, and he's ready to go on Thursday. So it's really fun to see what he's been able to do this week with his scores, and especially that 64.
Yeah, really good. That you just commented, here's what he had to say about that very thing.
So I don't think about anything when I get to the range. I just let my body flow, and I just let, you know, the body hit the ball. I shut the brain off and just let the body develop the good rhythm and the good timing, because it knows what it's doing. The brain's what screws things up.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
And yet,
not at all.
And yet we all tend to overthink it, don't we? I mean, it's like you need a psychiatrist out there with you the whole time. I mean, you know, people just, you know, make this thing so complicated, and I'm including myself. We all make it so complicated. What's your take on that, though? That do you subscribe to that, or do you think it's important to kind of have a swing thought or something that, you know, a little trigger or something that works well for you?
Well, you know, if you're practicing a lot and that kind of thing going into an event, of course you're going to have some swing thoughts or some things that are helping you to hit it really, really well. But, you know, in Troy's case, like he said, he's a field player. He just doesn't want to get in his way. And I think that's a big thing. And like you said, playing it down, maybe, so to speak, we've heard that many, many times from the best players in the world when they go to a major championship. Hey, this is just another golf tournament. Well, it's got a little bit more importance to it, but this is just another golf tournament. Well, here's Troy coming into this event, hasn't played, comes in, hits some, you know, hitting balls and working on his game every day for the next 3 days, and then goes out and shoots. What is he at, 11 under par now? Mm-hmm. So it's amazing to see him be able to reset and be refreshed and come back, and hopefully continues that same process over the next 2 days. 22 under par would be pretty good.
In sports, and really in anything we do, it could be speaking, it could be acting, it could be music, you don't, when you're in performance mode, ideally you're not thinking about technique.
It's reactionary.
You're just doing what you've practiced so many times, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you hear oftentimes in golf that the challenge with golf, in a basketball game, for instance, there's a flow. And when you get out there, if you dribble one off your foot, if you turn it over, if you clank a three, whatever happens, if you miss a layup or free throw, somebody's grabbing that ball and it's going down the other way. And you've got to hustle back down and you're picking up your guy. You're on defense now, right? And then the ball comes. And the next time the ball gets swung your way, you're not, you're normally, you're just reacting and you're moving. You don't have the time to sit and think about the last shot you missed. You're just in the motion and you're not sitting there thinking, okay, bend your knees a little more on this one. Go ahead, make sure your fingers, the ball's in the finger, not in the palm. Make sure you follow through and wave goodbye to the ball as it goes to the rim. Focus on the front. You can't think about all that. You just pull up and you shoot. You know, so yep. I love that he said you got to get your body in that. And I know that's one of the challenges that, that I face a lot of times is having that. Now, I like guys like Mike Weir, right, where they get a little trigger waggle or something like that. That's okay to have a trigger start. But the difference between thinking swing on the golf course and thinking golf on the golf course is it's worlds apart. And so all of a sudden, if you're standing up here thinking about this is the shot I need to hit instead of, okay, I've been polling this a little bit, so I need to make sure I hold the face open. You see, you get what I'm saying. I'm not telling you you don't anything you know, but I think that's what he's trying to say. Keep that brain out of it and just say, just picture that shot that you need to hit and then know that you've done it a million times and go hit it.
Yeah, and as he said, you know, the body already knows what it needs to do. He's played golf long enough that it's not like it's a foreign thing to his body. If he just lets it happen, and as like all the guys on the tour say, you just play, and not think, think too much. And that's what Troy was saying. Just let it happen. Field player, go out, execute shots and let it happen each shot at a time. And, you know, then you count them up when it's done.
That's 2 weeks in a row now we've gotten into this, like, psychology stuff, right? I mean, last week we were talking about Rory and those putts and the pressure, you know, and how you react and perform under pressure and do things that you wouldn't normally do because it matters. And when things matter, that's when it's the toughest, right?
Yeah, it becomes really important to you. And when it becomes really important to you, then you kind of get out of your zone a little bit. And that's when you start to feel pressure and that kind of thing. So these guys are the best at staying out of their way and executing under the pressure.
Troy Merritt, 11 under par through two rounds, 69-64. And you start looking at a projected standings in the FedEx Cup. I mean, he's currently 138th, a tie for second or better is going to be a massive move. Obviously, if he wins, that's an entirely different story. But to be in a position right now, he's projected to jump to 87th. So what a huge, huge thing 1 week can be on the PGA Tour. I mean, this Troy's in his 13th year. He's played so many golf tournaments. He's had strings of missed cuts this year. He has not had a great year, and yet here he is. Take advantage of the weekend, and it forgives a lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, and then you can, and then you start thinking about parlaying that on to the next events he's going to play and how that could eventually get him into the top 70 and also get him into the playoffs. And if he continues to play like he's doing right now, you know, who knows? He could get in the top 50 and then be set for the signature events next year and all that kind of stuff too.
Joe Highsmith with a 64 also in round number two, but otherwise the class
Akshay Bhatia in round number one.
Yeah, got that in the first round. So yeah, Akshay Bhatia. We talked about him in the first in the first hour. I'm high on that guy. I'm buying Akshay Bhatia stock right now. Guy's playing well. Yeah. He's going to be tough to beat this weekend with a 2-shot lead going into the weekend. I love to see Eric Cole playing well again. He's 10 under par, right? I mean, Eric played well last year. Haven't heard a ton from him this year. So really, really good stuff. Cameron Young, is playing well. Jake Knapp is with a 65 in the second round. I mean, this guy that won earlier in the year and kind of captured some things and everyone's attention. And then we haven't heard a whole lot from him. Neil Shipley has turned professional. There he is at 9 under par, 67, 68. Side eye. He's always going to be the side eye guy from the Masters green jacket ceremony. But, you know, Neil Shipley with the long hair and now a professional there at 9 under par. So Aaron Rye has been playing some good golf. He's up there. Minwood Lee's having a good year. So you start looking at some of those players that are playing well. Will Zalatoris, 66, great opening round. Ricky Fowler, 66, but both of them coming back with 71, 72 respectively. So we'll see how they bounce back in Saturday and Sunday, but yeah, should be a good one. But Bob, let's take a look at that schedule because time's running out, right? I mean,
it is.
We're starting to close in. The season's shorter now. Again, starting in January, you got signature events sprinkled in. If you're not in those, you, again, have limited amount of events to try to make up your spots and where you want to be going into the playoffs and hopefully get into the playoffs, right?
Yeah. So this week is the Rocket Mortgage, and then next week is traditionally the event that leads into the Open Championship. That is the John Deere Classic in Moline, Illinois. Over in Scotland is the Genesis Scottish Open. So those two events, it goes John Deere, then the Genesis Scottish Open, July 11th through 14th. Also, the ISCO Championship will be opposite that event on the PGA Tour. Then the Open Championship is July 18th through 21st. That an opposite field event there is the Barracuda Championship as well. 25th through 28th of July is the 3M Open Championship. And then you've got the Olympics, the first week of August, August 4th through 5th. Wyndham Championship, the 8th through the 11th. And then the playoffs start, August 15th through 18th, FedEx St. Jude Championship. August 22nd through 25th, the BMW Championship. And then the PGA Tour season ends with the Tour Championship, August 29th through September 1st.
All right, and then that, of course, where you want to be as far as the FedEx Cup. Let's look at that real quickly. Scottie Scheffler is, of course, leading the way. Xander, Rory, Colin Morikawa, Wyndham Clark, that's your top five. Ludvig Åberg is at six with Matsuyama, Thagala, Cantlay, and Ben On rounding out the Comcast Business top 10. So there's some bonus money if you can make it inside there. Shane Lowry sits just outside at 11, followed by Tony Finau and the winner of the Farmers, Matthew Pavone, who has been playing some good golf. We talked about Akshay Bhatia. He's sitting there at 15th. Going down to the top 30, Taylor Pendrith is number 30 right now. Jason Day sits at 28th. Max Homa, 26th. Sam Burns, 25. Being inside the top 30 to get you into the Tour Championship, of course. Just yes. On the outside looking in, Adam Hadwin, Siwoo Kim, Corey Connors, Cam Young, and Matt Fitzpatrick, all is 31 through 35. Will Zalatoris checking in at 38. Tom Kim at 39. And then, of course, top 50, you know, again, that gets you into the BMW. And on the outside looking in, Jordan Spieth sitting at 53rd. Eric Cole, we just talked about, he's at 56th. So, again, having some big finishes would go a long ways. Adam Scott sitting at 67. And then number 70, that's it. You're in the playoffs, so you make it into 70. On the number 70 right now is Lucas Glover. He is sitting right on that number. Just outside, Andrew Putnam at 71. Aaron Rye, who's having a year, 72. Nikolai Højgaard, Justin Rose, Keith Mitchell. Some of those there at in the low 70s, so still plenty of time to move up. A couple notables we could mention: Ricky Fowler at 91, Troy Merritt we've been talking to, he's at 138, Patrick Fishburne 152 is a rookie out there. Tiger Woods 215, Bob. Not that it matters, but that's where Tiger is.
And there's one more thing I forgot to or neglected to say about the schedule is the President's Cup. September 24th through 29th, it's in Canada, and guys are all vying to get onto that President's Cup team as well.
Yeah, and some big moves coming out of the U.S. Open on that President's Cup team. And, you know, I don't know where – does Bryson register yet on that thing? Is it
– Well, Bryson not can't eligible? Play on the President's Cup because it's a PGA Tour event.
That's right.
But if you're looking at the Ryder Cup team – and they're already starting to earn points for that. Bryson is number two right now besides Scottie Scheffler.
Mm,
okay. behind Scottie Scheffler.
All right. So. Well, there you go. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Designed Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us here. And it's time now for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the Caddy joins us right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, how are you, my friend?
Well, Caddy's doing okay. I've just polished off a delicious steak burrito.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh. Well, this means the Caddy will be the happy Caddy for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Everything should be just fine with the world.
Or food coma caddy.
Food coma caddy.
I don't know. I think he sounds pretty pleased with the way it all turned out. So I don't think the coma won't set in until we're done with the show. Hopefully.
Yeah, usually it's a good 20, 30 minutes before I pass out. So I'm okay.
So I found it to be quite entertaining. I was a little distracted last Sunday, and you guys were going on and on and on about the Rocket Mortgage or about the Travelers. And I'm kind of like trying to not pay attention to your text in the text thread that we have. And then all of a sudden that one comes across, wow, the cops got there fast. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, what now? That was just without context. You just see, wow, the cops got there fast. Was like, what in the more cops in golf? What are we doing?
There's only two things you know at that time. You see cops, and you know Scotty Scheffler's involved. And now you're like,
oh,
wait a second.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong here?
You know what's kind of funny about that whole thing, too, is it's like the caddies were in between that all the protesters and their players. It's like, you're not getting through me.
No, as they should.
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have. I thought about that, Bob. I didn't think about it for a while, but I thought, what would I have done if I was on that green? And this is something, this is one of those things you can think until you're there in the moment, you don't know what you would have done. We know Peter Jacobson would have laid some guys out because we've seen him do it, right? Mm-hmm. Peter would have been having a tackle fest out there. And he's like the nicest guy you've ever met. But we know, look what he did at the British Open that year.
Yeah,
so
to a streaker.
We got. And I got, but this is when you really want to see two guys on that green, and then you'll really know. We think we know, but why couldn't have Joe LaCava and Stevie Williams been on that green when that happened? I just want to know.
Deke Leader.
I want to know. I mean, you can imagine what you think would have gone down, but, you know. Anyhow,
you know what? It's amazing that the little rope didn't do its job this time.
I will say this, though. How fast were the cops out there? They were
there quick. Like,
they were there fast.
Yep.
That's my opinion on that. I mean, other people probably think they should have stopped them from ever getting out there. It's hard to control all those people at a golf tournament, though. It's let's actually throw out the word hard. It's impossible to control the crowd if the crowd wants to do something. You can't control them. But now that was one of the, I guess it was Oshke said he was fearful.
Yeah, he's scared for his life, he said.
Scared for his life. Well, you don't know what they have.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean.
Smoking canisters. Who knows?
I mean, is a bomb about to blow up? Really? I mean, that's probably what crossed his mind, right?
Or white powder.
Or the white powder. Yeah, what do we all think of when we think of white powder?
Yeah.
I mean, crazy stuff.
You're talking about snow? Like snow skiing? Is that what you're thinking? White powder?
No.
Oh.
No.
What do they call that? Is it anthrax? What's the stuff called?
Yes, anthrax.
Frosted donuts?
Poisonous powder. Yeah.
See, this is Bob Bryant. Bryant didn't watch it, so he's not traumatized by it.
I went back and watched it.
He's thinking of powdery donuts stuff. He's thinking of powdered donuts stuff. I mean,
you said,
you know, we all live in our own world.
You said, you know what we all think when I say white powder. And I was thinking, and it just made me think, I'll bet that's not the case. I'll bet not everyone thinks the same thing when you say white powder. That's all I'm saying.
When you have a terrorist running at you with white powder,
okay,
Brian,
let's add some context. Let's add some context.
Terrorist running at you with white powder.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Ski faster. Ski faster. That's what I think.
That's because you weren't watching it. You were out of the loop. You haven't walked.
Okay, let's jump to golf.
Bob and I are still suffering from a little PTSD. Adam Hadwin had to be. Did we find a safe place for Adam Hadwin and we watched
it? Did you see what he tweeted? He tweeted out that the guy got tackled and dropped the canister. He said, I would like to note that I held on to the bottle when I got tackled.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
That was tremendous.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
True.
So outside of that, Caddy, what did you think of the signature events in which Scotty Scheffler won four of them?
Yeah, Scotty's just good at golf. I was asking one of my buddies today, I said, if you could rewind in time and the LIV never existed and the tour was the same as it was with the players who went to the LIV, like Cam Smith. I'm always getting the Cams mixed up. There's like 40 of them on tour now. Cam Smith, Bryson, Rahm, Koepka. If they played in all the signature events, you got to believe they would have knocked off something that Scotty wouldn't have won, right? Because those guys are that good. The one or two of them, But the question is how many? How many of the, because he's won 12 of them in total, I think. So how many are, maybe it's 12 wins, but what's your number on that? What do you think? Is it, obviously it's irrelevant because it is what it is and history is what it is. And we can look at Byron Nelson's year when some of the guys were not playing and it doesn't seem to have really diminished that.
Are you asking me if we should put an asterisk on this year for Scotty?
No, because I didn't bring Taylor Gooch into the mix. Mm. He's the app. Yeah. If we bring Taylor Gooch in, we know that Scotty would have only won once or twice. Mm-hmm. So, we know that. Right. I'm sorry, Taylor. My apologies.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, to your point, you have to think that as good as Bryson's been playing and Cam Smith coming off of winning the Open Championship and Rahm was number one in the world recently, that had they not been distracted and, you know, removed because of Liv, by Liv, that they're probably winning something, right? I mean, you would think so.
It
would stand to reason.
But maybe not an elevated event.
But I'm not ready to take anything away from Scotty or suggest that it's not as impressive as it is.
You know, I just realized this is Elton John wrote a song about this a long time ago.
Candle in the Wind?
Live On Likes His Money. Remember that song? Anyway.
I do remember that song.
I thought I was going to be happy, Caddy. I thought I was going to be happy, Caddy, today.
No, I'm like going happy, to a Caddy.
Let's turn
so
around.
So Caddy. Caddy, I got some stats for you here. Okay? Ready for this?
Yeah.
Through 15 starts, Tiger Woods in 2000, which is the benchmark here, and Scotty Scheffler in 2004. Six victories each through 15 starts. Mm. Top tens, Tiger 12, Scotty 13. Missed cuts, 0 for each. Scoring average, Tiger Woods 68.7, Scotty Scheffler 67.8.
It's pretty remarkable.
Wow, is all I got to say. When you can stack up to 2,000?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Nobody can do that. Hey, 3 years ago, if you had said anybody was going to have a year like this, who would have said yes? That's even possible. Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody would have thought this was possible again. That's wow. Yes. Yeah. We have to keep. Well, then there's another good stat I saw on the gram, which is the source of all truth in the universe. The stat was, I believe, that Scotty Scheffler has now held the number one world ranking, you know, for something like 90 weeks, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yep. He only has to do it for 13 more years to tie Tiger.
No problem.
13 more years. That puts it in perspective on the length, right? But no, I mean, amazing. Yeah, Scotty's just, man, he's that good.
What did you say, Bob, earlier in hour one, that Tiger, in a 10-year span from 2000 to 2009, won 44 times?
44 times.
Man. Yeah, I didn't think we'd see anything. I just didn't think we could see a guy perform as well as Scotty's performed the last year or two.
Let me double it down. He's got maybe 5 events left. Tiger ended up getting 9 in 2000. Scotty's got 6, so they're equal through 15 events. But Tiger was able to win, you know, 3 of the last 5. What do you think? Does Scotty get 3 of his last 5?
How many starts has Scotty had this year?
15. This is through 15.
Yeah, the percentage just say he's going to get 1 or 2 of the 5 and not 3 of the 5.
Well, what do you say?
Well, I'm going with the percentages. I'm a math guy. I like 2 out of 5.
Is there anybody else on the PGA Tour right now that you would say, I would think they will win 2 out of the next 5?
Negatory. Mm.
That's the era that he's living in right now. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, if you throw out, somebody said if you throw out Rory's team victory, Scotty's the only guy who's won 2 this year. I think. Did Shoffley? No. PGA, did he win something else?
What do you say? Multiple winner?
Yeah. Who's the other multiple winner? Maybe there was one guy who was a multiple. But that's how crazy it is. There's like no one else has even won 2.
Well,
all year.
Well, you start looking, one of the things, the other graphic we talked about in hour number one was the, since 1983, Golf Digest threw this up on the gram just for you, that the most wins in a season, and you got Tiger and Vijay, Tiger 2000, Vijay 2004 at 9 wins.
Unbelievable.
And then Tiger has 8 a couple of times and once at 7. And then Scheffler's in there at 6 with Nick Price and Tiger Woods. So when you, I mean, he's already doing stuff people don't do, getting 6 wins in a season. And I wanted to put, you remember, you were probably, were you still caddying in 04? You're still caddying on tour, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, he was. You bet.
Yeah. So how good was Vijay in 2004?
Yeah, VJ's 2-year stretch was ridiculous. He won 17 times in 2 years. Let that soak in a little bit. Mm. 17 times in 2 years. Did he take the number one from Tiger? I don't think he did. Did he?
I thought he unseated him in 2004.
He may have unseated him. Yeah. But boy, do I have some good stories about that whole thing that I can't tell on the radio show. No, I will tell one if I haven't told it, though. This is a cool one. And so Tesori's working for Veej, and they're on a putting green. They're in the last group together. And it's, I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. It's probably Sunday. And you know the rule. You got to be physically on that tee, or it's 2 shots, right? You got to be standing on that tee when your time comes, or it's 2 shots. VJ says to Paul, he says, "Paulie, we're not going to the tee first." And Paulie's like, "We got 30 seconds. And he goes, "We're not going to the tee first." And Paulie's looking, going, he's got to be kidding, right? He's literally going to take a 2-shot penalty. And Vijay stood his ground, and Tiger bolted to the tee with like 10 seconds to go. He rushes off the green to the tee, and then Vijay follows him right on and gets there right on time.
Wow.
That was his just, gamesmanship? He didn't want to be first?
I mean, he was just alpha dogging him. It was awesome. Wow. I mean, who does that to Tiger Woods?
Only Vijay.
But the fact that Paul was saying, as I recall, I mean, this is a few years ago since I've heard this, but I think he was like, yeah, he was going to take a 2-shot penalty to not be, to be the last guy going walking onto that
tee.
And I'm like,
Tiger wouldn't take one.
No, I don't think I don't think he would. Yeah, we're putting words and our ideas in his, we're speaking on his behalf, but that's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Unreal.
That's just,
unreal. Wow. Caddy, great stuff as always. We're out of time, bud. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio, and that'll do it for us. Thanks to Dave Glauser, Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.